The Drive with Derek Gilbert. Your city, your station. The Eagle 93.9.
Ah, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle. And there he is. Red Ryder himself. In his hand was the knurled stock of as coolly deadly-looking a piece of weaponry as ever I had laid eyes on.
Derek Gilbert here on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com. Thank you for staying with us this afternoon. I know that you've got places to go and people to see as well as we head into the holiday weekend. We're just sort of dispensing with the usual format, which involves lots of heavy discussions about politics, about the news, and about things that are affecting the very future of humanity. All that can wait until next week. Today, we're just talking about Christmas and things related. After 6:30, by the way, we will open up phone lines and we're just going to talk. Just spend the last hour just to talk about your favorite things, your favorite memories of the season, and hope you'll join us then at 874-9390. Now we bring in our guest, a gentleman we're very excited to talk about, and that's why we played the little audio clip we did. His name is Brian Jones. He's the owner-operator of A Christmas Story House, and we welcome you now to the Eagle 93.9. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Now, Brian, what possessed you to buy the house that was used for the exterior shots of the movie A Christmas Story?
Well, I started a business called Red Ryder Leg Lamps, selling reproductions of the leg lamp from the movie. And that was going so well, much better than I had expected. And the house came up for sale on eBay. And if you looked at it at the time, it had gray vinyl siding, vinyl windows, X-railings were gone. It didn't really look that much like a Christmas Story house, and I thought it needed to be preserved, and I figured from a business standpoint, if that many people wanted a leg lamp, if I put the money into the house and restored it and saved it like it should be saved, that they'd come to visit it.
Well, Brian, let's back up. What put you into the leg lamp business in the first place?
Well, I was a big fan ever since we found the movie in the late 80s. It'd been a family favorite. And I'd always wanted to be a jet pilot, so I studied hard in school, went to the Naval Academy, got to flight school, and failed the vision test.
Yeah,
I got majorly disappointed. I got reassigned to be an intel officer, and so I was bummed but dealing with it. And so while I was in intel school, a leg lamp shows up from my parents. They had made me one as my major award.
Oh, great.
For dealing with my disappointment. And you just fast forward about 4 years, I'm decided to get out of the Navy. I got about a year left. I'm like, what should I do when I get out? I'm like, it was an epiphany. It hit me one day. I was like, I should sell leg lamps. People would always like the one I had. You couldn't really get them anywhere. And so I was like, I'll start it. My friend's like, I'll build you a website. And we just started rolling it. I started building my 1,000-square-foot condo. I built 500 the first year and sold all of them. So when I got out of the Navy the following year, I did it full-time. And that's the same year the house came for sale. Sales were going better than I had expected. You know, it just made sense. I'm like, wow, that'd be great if people would come see the house. I wanted to go see it myself, so why not?
We're talking with Brian Jones. He's the owner-operator of A Christmas Story House. It's a museum devoted to the movie A Christmas Story. And Brian, what's the website where you can get the leg lamps?
It's redriderleglamps.com.
And that's Ryder, R-Y?
R-I.
Oh, it is R-I. Okay.
Yes.
I'm looking it up as we speak. I have to see this.
So, you can also go to ChristmasStoryHouse.com, and that's all about the house. It has fun trivia there, too. Maps, pictures, hours, admission, all that good stuff.
There it is right there on the website. So, Brian, before we go any further, and I forget, thank you for your service, by the way. I just want you to know, appreciate your service with the military. The leg lamp business is going pretty well, and the house comes up on eBay for sale. Did you have a chance to travel to the house is in Cleveland, right?
That's correct. The house is in Cleveland.
Did you get a chance to see the house in person before you made an offer?
No, actually, I did not see the listing on eBay. The captain of my wife's ship saw it while they were on deployment in the Middle East, and he told her about it. She thought nothing of it. 5 days later, just kind of included in a longer email about her day that they're selling the house on eBay. I went over, you know. Talked to the gentleman the very next day after I emailed him, you know, after seeing the listing. And we talked the next day. He had the bids up like about 115. I said, well, would you take 150 and sell it to me now? You know, I really think this is a great house, you know. he agreed, and so I bought it sight unseen, you know, all within a day off of eBay.
Sight unseen, bought it off of eBay. What did your wife say when you told her you just purchased the Christmas Story house sight unseen?
I got one line back in the email. I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Brian, what did you do with the house once it came into your possession? So title signed it over you. What did you do to the house?
For the first year I had a fundraiser. We had the actors from the movie come out, do some autographs, signs, do some things. And then this past year I turned it over to a contractor and just let him have at it. I gave him 120 still frames from the movie and told him, you know, recreate this. You know, I want it back to how it looked in the movie. And another challenge was, you know, the interiors were on a soundstage. I was like, well, you need to, you know, fit the soundstage into the house space here. So we did that, and it's back to looking, you know, just like it did for the movie.
And the house is open for the public to visit?
Yes, it opened November 25th was the grand opening, and it's open right now in the season. It's open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5, noon to 5 on Sunday. In the off-season, it'll close Wednesdays and be open 4 days a week.
So who was there for the grand opening?
I had Randy, Flick, Scott Farkas, Grover Dill, Miss Shields, and the two elves all came out for the grand opening ceremony.
How about that? I want to talk some more about the trivia connected with the movie. Brian Jones is our guest. He's the owner-operator of A Christmas Story House and also the proprietor of Red Rider Leg Lamps. Our conversation continues. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is The Drive on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
Your station, the Eagle 93.9.
Mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? Football? What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football. Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no. Okay, what was kid. I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
We're talking with Brian Jones. He's the owner-operator of A Christmas Story House on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com. Brian, we appreciate you taking time out to be with us on this this holiday weekend.
Hey, my pleasure.
The movie has become an integral part of the fabric of the American Christmas over the last 20 years or so. You've got the house restored now. The museum, is that in the house or is that near the house in Cleveland?
It's directly across the street. Basically, the idea we wanted to get was when you come to the house and step inside, you feel like you're in the Parker's house, and it's sort of like you're on set, and, you know, it feels like you're reliving the movie. And then you can come across the street and see, you know, how the movie was made, see Randy's I Can't Put My Arms Down snowsuit, and then step when he got Christmas morning, and the toys from the Higbee window.
That's great. What are some of the things about the making of the movie that we don't know?
The reason they chose Cleveland, Ohio, and that house was because of Higbee's. They'd been to like 20 department stores, the production company, and nobody was allowing them to film inside. And finally, Higbee said yes. So then they fanned out some location scouts from downtown and found this house, and it was available, and they talked to the owner, and that's why that house on West 11th Street was in the movie.
Now, what street is it on again?
West 11th Street, just outside downtown Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, and how about the original props from the movie? Are you guys collecting those up again and pulling those together to the museum?
What's still around and available? We are. Unfortunately, all the leg lamps were broken, you know, for the making of the movie.
Sure.
But Randy's snowsuit, we've got that. It's still owned by Ian Petrella, who played Randy in the movie.
Huh.
And he offered that, and a Black Bart costume from a deleted scene, and his Zeppelin that he got Christmas morning has those. And Peter Billingsley still owns the bunny suit, the cowboy suit, and one of the BB guns. So we'll be talking to him this year, see if, you know, he might be willing to loan them, you know, to the museum to display. The gentleman who loaned all the Higbee toys to the production company still had them. We got in touch with him. And so we have a lot of the toys from the Higbee window, and that tank you see that rolls across and runs in the other tank, that's on display there at the house. And we just recently got one of the uniforms from the marching band in the parade that was still around. One of the band members tracked down his old uniform, and so it's on display there as well.
How about that? Now, the cast of the movie, obviously, Darren McGavin was incredible as Ralphie's old man. I can't imagine anyone else playing the part. Was there anyone else considered for that role besides Darren McGavin?
Jack Nicholson was considered for it. Jack Nicholson. If you can, just kind of, imagine, him as the dad. It would just be an entirely different movie.
Yeah. Ralphie, I'm home.
Yeah, it'd just be kind of like, okay. Darren McGavin did just a fabulous job playing that role.
He is one of my favorite all-time actors, and it was sad that we noted his passing within the last year. He defined the role of Ralphie's dad, and I just can't imagine anyone else in that role. Some of the actors and in the movie, what have they gone on to since A Christmas Story?
Ian Petrella, who played Randy, he is now a puppeteer and animator, has owned funny and has gotten some good animation gigs lately, so things are rolling there for him. Scott Schwartz, who played Flick, is doing movie collectibles and autograph signings and things in Hollywood. Peter Billingsley is an executive producer. He works with Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, and he produced The Breakup and actually had a cameo role in that as Andrew, and now is working on the movie Iron Man. Zach Ward, who played Scott Farkas, he's an actor. He'll be in the movie Transformers. He's on Titus and Lost. And he even has his own website that's linked to Christmas Story House website at zachward.com, so you can see all the stuff that he's been up to. Yano Anaya works on some internet stuff. He played Scott Farkas' sidekick, Grover Dill.
Oh, right.
And then Miss Shield, she's still an actress, and she teaches acting at a dramatic school up in Toronto, Canada.
How about that? So now, was the movie... as successful as at the time as we would think? I mean, today it's like not Christmas until you've seen A Christmas Story at least two or three times. Was it really a success when it was originally released?
It depends how you define it, but probably most people would say no, and that's because the reason A Christmas Story exists is because of Porky's. Bob Clark was also the director for that movie.
Really?
And that was a big financial success. Yes, he was the director for Porky's, if you can believe it. It's not a big financial success for the movie company, so they wanted a sequel, obviously, let's make some more money. Well, he's like, fine, I'll make you that, but I want to make this Christmas movie I've been trying to get for the last 10 years. So they threw a bone, gave him $4 million, but then they didn't put a lot of money behind the advertising or the distribution of it to theaters, and so it just, it was even off, the screens before Christmas was, around. And, it did $19 million in sales, which, pretty decent for 1983. But, no, it wasn't a big success or really well-known when it first came out in theaters.
We're talking with Brian Jones. He's the owner proprietor of the Christmas Story House in Cleveland, Ohio, and also the museum devoted to the movie A Christmas Story. Brian, when did the movie start to catch on in popularity?
I'd say that's probably when MGM sold it to Warner Brothers for basically nothing. It was part of a 50-movie deal, and they had 48 movies, and they had two more. Christmas Story just happened to be one of the movies they threw in there. And then it started, out on VCR, mostly when it started getting out on the Turner Network, on the cable stations. And they started playing it more and more and more. So
yeah, until they get to the 24-hour-a-day Christmas marathon on TBS, I think.
Yep, that's correct.
Brian, one more time, where can people find out more about the museum and also about your Red Ryder leg lamp company?
You can go to achristmasstoryhouse.com. If you can't make it to the house, we've got pictures, fun trivia, links to some of the actors' MySpace pages and their websites, and that links over to redriderleglamps.com if you need to get yourself your own very own major award.
That sounds like a great way to gift somebody who is really fascinated with the movie. It's an integral part of the fabric of Americana over the last the Christmas season over the last 20 years. Brian, we appreciate your time today. Brian Jones, owner operator of A Christmas Story House. Thank you for joining us today on The Drive.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brian. Coming up, we're going to talk with Rick Goldschmidt. He is the author of The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass. It's a history of the Rankin Bass Production Company, the guys that put together those classic animated Christmas specials. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and of course, Year Without a Santa Claus. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll leave you now with a little clip from my favorite scene in A Christmas Story on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
It's a clinker! That blasted, stupid furnace, that gummit! Skates! Oh, for Christ's sake, open up the damper, will you? Who the hell turned it all the way down? Again! Oh, blast it! Toot, blurt, rattle, brass, camel, flirt, you blucker!
In the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.